Well, before we get too deep into the agenda of the board meeting, I'd like to ask our chancellor here at the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign, Robert Jones, to welcome us to Urbana.
Thank you, Trustee Corus. Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to welcome the members of the board, along with our colleagues from across the entire system, back to the Urbana campus for today's meeting. I know the agenda is full and we're running a bit late, but I do want to share just a few of the highlights that I think are noteworthy. On July 2nd, we welcome 32 of our new students to campus who will forever hold a very special place in the history of this university. They are members of the inaugural class of the Carl Illinois College of Medicine, and we couldn't be more excited to introduce them to the world. As I think many of you saw, even alma mater pulled out her medical coat and stethoscope to celebrate this grand occasion. But in all seriousness, it was a momentous and critically important day for this university, this community, and I believe for the future of medical education and innovation. This inaugural class is a very impressive group of men and women, split equally by gender, by the way. They represent 27 different undergraduate universities across 19 states and include two Illinois graduates. Each student speaks on an average of three languages. 13 of them hold graduate degrees. And by the way, three of those graduate degrees are PhDs. And one of them actually left a faculty position at that small unknown university called Harvard to be part of this first class. These students and all of those that will follow in their pioneering footsteps are essentially going to change the way the world thinks about medicine and healthcare, and we believe the way that people think about the University of Illinois. So I want to take just a moment to congratulate Dean King Lee and the faculty and the staff of the college, and of course our partners at Carl for their spectacular opening of the Carl Illinois College of Medicine. I would also be remiss if I did not also acknowledge the contribution of former Chancellor Phyllis Weiss and, of course, Carl CEO Jim Leonard as well for their catalytic role that they played in creating this unique college. While the Carl Illinois College students may be the first on campus in this new academic year, with August quickly approaching, we are also very focused on our fall class. We are very excited and expecting another year of record undergraduate enrollment when these students arrive. Our freshman enrollment is projected to be right on target of our goal of about 7,500, and that class will include a significant increase in the number of Illinois residents, even over our last year record number. We expect 5,507 of that 7,500 to be Illinois residents. We continue to see increase in diversity as well as in the academic profile of our incoming students, and it's still very early, and we can't give you any official numbers yet, but overall, we are very optimistic about our fall enrollment. While the medical school students were the first to show up on campus this year, we also had a subset of a different cohort of new students that we welcomed to the campus this summer, the Illinois Scholars Program, or ISP. This is a pilot 3-week summer bridge program that provides a special introduction to the campus for about 25 incoming first-year students. This is a residential program that will offer extra preparation in math, college writing, research, study skills, and the students will have access to academic advising, workshops, and other community-building activities and enrichment opportunities that will help them meet the rigorous challenges of being a first-year student at this great university. The program is designed to combine access, academic support, and supplemental financial assistance to make education possible for students who clearly have the potential to succeed despite the disparities in their access to high school or academic opportunities that are limited by family financial resources. The data and my own experience shows that programs like this can be very successful in improving the likelihood of success for some of our most vulnerable students. And we believe that this will have enormous potential to aid us in all of our efforts across the entire system in attracting students and keeping them in the state of Illinois. Over the past year, we worked our government relations team and a number of state legislators to craft and pass legislation that would allow for creation of programs like this at all of our public universities. That legislation was approved overwhelmingly by both the House and the Senate, and is now on the governor's desk to be signed. However, notwithstanding the enthusiasm in which the bill worked its way through the legislature, there was no dollars appropriated for the program this year. So we'll be making the investment this year to get this program underway, and we certainly will be looping back with our elected officials in the fall for the budgetary process next year to work with them in appropriating funds that are necessary to expand this program at this university across the other campuses of the system where needed, as well as the other higher education institution. Just a couple more items I'd like to highlight. I can't close this welcome with you without talking a little about our faculty excellence. As we all know, that very few things project our excellence and impact the world as profoundly as the recognition of our faculty through prestigious international awards. We are very delighted and honored to have one of our most renowned faculty members, Professor Gene Robinson, the director of the Carl R. Woese Institute for Genomic Biology, recognized with the 2018 Wolf Prize in Genomic Biology. This recognition is one that is very unique, and as I said, is to recognize his leadership in genomic revolution and the organismal and population biology of the honeybee. The Wolf Prize, which has been awarded only once since 1978. So that tells you how profoundly important this award is. It recognized the individual and extraordinary achievements in the field of agriculture, chemistry, mathematics, medicine, physics, and art. The Wolf Prize in agriculture is essentially equivalent to some of us as the Nobel Prize in ag. Professor Robinson is a world-renowned scientist and is known for his seminal contributions to the understanding of the honeybee and its pivotal significance to the well-being of humankind. As stated in the announcement of the 2018 Wolf Prize, and I quote, "Robinson's amazing discoveries have impacted other disciplines, including social behavior and mental disorders. Few scientists can claim to have founded an entire field of study, sociogenomics, which has drawn interest globally. Robinson's influence on the field of honeybee biology is dominant, unmatched by any other agricultural relevant animal." So congratulations to Gene. And finally, I just want to add just a few comments about the exciting possibility ahead of us in the DPI, the Discovery Partners Institute that President Colleen mentioned. First, I want to thank him for his innovation and for his tenacity in bringing this big idea to fruition. He was talking about this when I first arrived, and I know it wasn't easy, but thanks for hanging in there, Tim, and getting this done for all of us and for the state. We are also appreciative of Governor Rauner and the state lawmakers who approved the capital appropriation in May to support the projects and the launch of this great idea. We're working very closely with President Colleen and Vice President Seidel and others on campus to develop these strategic projects that are necessary to leverage this outstanding opportunity to leverage our talent, our research capacity, and our engagement capacity to drive economic vitality for the entire state. And just want to emphasize the specific and the special role that we as a campus feel we must play in this initiative. We believe very strongly we have an obligation to serve all citizens of the state of Illinois, and that's a key part of our land grant mission. This means that we must find new and strategic and high-impact ways to engage with populations of the state, particularly in areas where there's a heavy concentration of population like Chicago. Because as Bruce Katz said several decades ago, we do live in the urban age. So we must walk the delicate dance of finding a way to remain rooted here in Urbana-Champaign and the other parts of the state, but also have a strategic high-impact presence in the city of Chicago. And certainly the DPI, we believe, is our best way to do both and to do them well and to do them very strategically. We believe that building bridges between Urbana and Chicago will get innovators and investors and creators to take a closer look 100 miles to the south and see what amazing capacity and what amazing opportunities reside right here in this academic community. This community in this region is going to be a critical hub of the emerging statewide Illinois Innovation Network and the DPI initiative, and is going to accelerate dramatically the emergence and the advancement of the role that this university system must play in economic vitality. So again, I will end my remarks there, Chair, and just want to again welcome each and every one of you to Urbana-Champaign, and we are certainly very happy to play the host for this Board of Trustees meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Chancellor Jones, and congratulations on all your great accomplishments. And well, that's wonderful news about Dr. Robinson's award. That's very special.
It's astounding. And if you haven't had a chance, I would encourage any of you to take a tour of the Institute for Genomic Biology. It's amazing, really. You'd be amazed.